for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy. There's been, in a couple episodes now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but there's been a single piece of dandruff in the very front of your head there.
It's my mark.
I was wondering, yeah, is that the same piece of dandruff every episode for continuity?
No. I pull a new one at the beginning of every episode
It's a fresh one?
Yeah, it's a fresh one. I'm not gross. You change your clothing, Nicholas.
Sure, yeah, you got to change your single piece of dandruff. It's like a fat piece, too.
Yeah, it's psoriasis.
Do you at this moment think you got it?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm getting a hat now. You're gonna cut this. Go fuck yourself.
I will not cut this. Is that why you wear a hat
in
most episodes?
Yeah, because I have a skin condition.
Because you have that single piece of dandruff?
Yeah, I can't get rid of it. Okay, first question to you, Nick. I'm just gonna fire it off.
Yes,
yeah.
Mr. Nathan.
Thank you. And my question is just like, I think the viewers really appreciate this because I think this is just good advice. When you're at the store, how do you smell people? Like, what's your go-to? Is it like the walk by? Is it the like, oh my God, we're going for the same item? Like what's your go-to? I want to smell someone at the store.
Probably to wait until they sat down at the pharmacy part to get their blood pressure checked and stuff, and then smell where they were sitting. I think that's classy.
Do you just walk over and do you like right as I get up, you're just like,
yeah. And the thing is, you have to, if somebody else tries to sit there, you have to tackle them and be like, wait, you're gonna ruin the good stuff, because they will ruin the good stuff.
Yeah, they'll ruin the money. Do you wait? And then the next question is like, do you wait for them to leave or do you want them? Is part of it for you that they know that you're smelling their where their butt had been?
I wait for them to leave, but then I bring the chair out to the parking lot and I go, hey, huh? Yeah. And they usually know. They're like, oh,
you found it. Have you ever gone the other way? Have you ever like walked out like this wasn't good? This was bad.
Yeah. Your butt didn't smell as I was at it. Yeah. No, actually, every butt I've ever smelled has been.
Are you looking for them to smell good or to smell like butt?
Like, but like, you know how in like the Plato had the world of forms, like there was such a thing as the perfect chair that exists only in your mind. That's what I want out of a butt. I want the perfect butt smell, the butt smell that most encapsulates butt.
Okay.
And it's not too much poop, but it's not no poop.
Okay, I got it. And then when you are doing it, what do you do with the, you know, the old conundrum where they're trying to get, they go too quickly. Like, you know, the flavor hasn't locked in yet. Do you like pat them on the shoulders and be like, hey, what's, I try to hold them there. Like, what's your strategy then?
No, I just sit down and I start asking him a bunch of questions as though I'm like a political surveyor or something. I'll be like, hey, do you have a moment, you know, about climate change? And I start asking about climate change and their political beliefs. And then I ask them if they'll sign something. And then I usually collect some money that legitimizes it, or at least ask for money. And if they say no, thanks, that's really no big deal. Like, I just appreciate their time. And then as soon as they get up to leave, I just... yes, and I hurl the clipboard. I don't give a fuck. It's done. The deed is done. Unless somebody else comes and I have to go get the clipboard back. And
yeah, what if there's another hot person that walks up?
You, dude, like, that can be tough. It's a tough call.
They're like trying to walk away. You're like, no, that wasn't. No. This isn't what you just sit down. I'll ask you about global warming.
That was a mistake. I usually don't do that. Anyway, the rainforest.
I tripped. That's why I fell. Yeah. And I had to take a deep inhale at the same time.
Yeah, and that's why I came in my pants, because I was falling and I got scared.
But have you ever, and then alternatively, what do you, you've never gone the other way? I feel like there's been a few times where it's just like, they don't.
You keep asking me if I've ever gone the other way. No, I'm not gay.
No, but have you ever seen someone,
Mance laughed at that from the other room.
I know.
Gotta laugh.
Only laugh you'll get. No, but... And then just out of curiosity, you've never had it so, because I've had this where I've seen someone and it's like, I'm like, I bet they smell weird in a way I want to discover, you know? You've never had that? Where you're like, someone, they're like, they're fat, but it's not like a belly. It's just like a weird, I mean, you can be whatever, I'm not trying to yick your yum. You can be whatever kind of weird, but I think
they're trying to yick my yum. What was the first word you said?
Yick.
Like, yick?
Yuck.
You think the phrase is yick my yum?
Is it yuck? Is it yuck your yum?
Obviously, it's yuck my yum. The phrase, every phrase is words. That's the first premise of phrases, is that they are made up of words. You inbred.
Okay, you can, you'll do the next question then.
No, I actually like this question. you know what I find when I want to smell someone, it's usually because I've passed them and I got like a hint of something and I'm like, was that you? or was that like the bread or something? So I got to know. And I usually just ask. I go, hey, I've smelled something around your person that I don't recognize. And I just, was that you or was that the bread?
If you think you smell something in particular, I feel like the number one move is you got to guess it. You got to go up to
guess what the smell is.
Yeah, you got to guess the smell. It's like, I don't think you wash your armpits enough, or like, I think you have leukemia or something. You have to guess the smell. I think that's like the number one thing if you're going
to
do it.
If you've ever been talking to somebody and you're like, I think I smell like cum right now. You're like, it would not be cool if I was like, hey, because if you just smell someone who's stinky or smells like butt, you can kind of rip on them, you know, like, dude, you smell like shit. But if you just smell like cum, it really would be a showstopper if you were like, hey, so like, cum on you, huh? Like, should we keep hanging out? Because you have cum on you.
No, dude, I was driving one of my roommates to school one time, and on the way there, he was just like, oh man, there's a big cum stain on my pants.
Really? And he just said that to you?
Yeah, and I felt bad because my first thought was I looked at it. I don't know why. And he was like, dude, why'd you look at it? It's like, dude, you have a big, and it was huge.
He just said it.
It was a lot of, it wasn't like a little dab. It was like the man painted a picture on it. Like, not horrible, but like, more than a drip.
How did he do that?
I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't understand how one could do that. I'm saying there's a lot of roads to that destination, and what was his?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I just turned the car around. He's like, why are you turning around? Because we're not going to where we're going with you have cum on your pants. Like, we're going together to this place, like to a party or whatever. And I'm not going with a guy that has semen.
Sounds really fun. I was hanging out with a comic friend of mine who we get to this bar. And so he's like, hey, can you get, it was a cash only bar. So he goes, hey, can you get me cash? And then I'll just Venmo you later. So I said, sure. So I go to the ATM in the bar. He disappears for like 1 second, goes to the bathroom, comes back out. He goes, Nick, I just shit all over myself. There's so much shit in my pants. And I was like, do you want to leave? And he's like, well, did you already get the cash? I was like, yeah. And he's like, no. So we just sit down. It was us and two lady comics. And, you know, the conversation went normal. But the whole time I'm like, this guy's sitting in shit. So every time
like
I got
shit?
Bored, I could just mention someone shitting in their pants and he would turn red.
Dude, I knew someone was talking about their relationship the other day, and they were talking about how their girlfriend one time, she was laying on her back, or no, on her stomach in the bed, just butt ass naked. And she went for a fart and just shat herself.
Really?
Just up and back down onto herself. Like, and I was like, you kept dating that person. And you're like, yeah, no, that's.
Was it like at like Great Wolf Lodge or a water park where they had those holes in the ground that would go like.
The impression I got was it was a little like that. It didn't get on the bed, but it did. It got all over her. And it's like, you know what actually I think it was? You ever seen like a volcano where it like bubbles up?
Yeah,
that was the picture. That was
like
the
a vinegar volcano or whatever.
That's
like Benihana's or whatever.
Yeah, not enough force to get air, but enough force to make bubbles. I think that's where I'd guess.
And probably change the barometric pressure of the room a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you, if you someone shit their pants like them. That or shit, sorry, shit their butt, how I would want someone who can laugh about it, but I do think I would want them to be mortified for at least a moment. If they shit and then no time passed and they were like, like, well,
no, you break up with them or kill them. I think you kill them. Just nobody. Cause like best case scenario, they leave your life, but then they're going to go to, you know, they're going to pass it on to somebody. It's like with the end of a horror movie where the monster doesn't, like they escape, but the monster's still around. You have to end it.
Yeah. Do you feel like, so there are some girls who are like into shit stuff. And let's say you dated her and you had to try the shit thing. And then she dates someone else. Even while they're dating, I bet the boyfriend feels closer to the ex-boyfriend than he does to almost anyone else in his life, including the girl. Because he's like, hey, we're the only people who both did the shit thing. Like, I'm doing it, so I know you did it.
It's like, where do you go from there? Like, how do you, because at a certain point, that's going to be the new normal. There's no
That would be a tough step. Conversation the next night where you're like, can we just kiss? And they're like, no.
No,
can never kiss again.
I don't want to kiss you.
You shit on my chest.
Yeah. And then here's another question. People who like getting shat on, do you think if they get into it, they like start picking out the diet of the other person?
That's probably the problem with that kink.
Yeah, you have to be like, no more wings. I just can't. I like solid poops on my chest. I don't do diarrhea. That's terrible. You know, like it has to be shit like that. You have to get really into the literal minutia.
All shits are the same, or do you work your way up to diarrhea? You're like, I'm not man enough for diarrhea.
No, because I think diarrhea is closer to pee. So I think it's a starting point.
But my father is.
What a No, because if it's a generational thing, you're talking about it at family events.
That's true. You're right. My son is. The next generation gets more kinky. My son can handle diarrhea. My father, only a fart in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh my God. I saw it on Reddit, but there was this, it was a thing from like the libertarians of Reddit. And there was a guy that was getting patted down by the police officer. And at one point he farted in the police officer's face while getting patted down, turns around to go, how do you like that? He got 75 days of community service for it. But
for
like
what? For what's the charge?
I don't know. It's just the title of the article was farted on cop's face. And then turned around and went, how'd you like that? And then got 75 days of...
God. Yeah, I think if he'd been a little more bashful about it, he probably could have like just been like, oh, I'm sorry. And then just kept farting. You know, if you don't feel compelled to take the W, if you just, oh no, I'm so nervous. You could have just
It was a vindictive thing. And
I'm sure it was, but what do you want? Do you want the cop to know you won, or do you want to fart in his face three or four more times?
Oh, I think you could move to like full blown shitting yourself. Like, because you're not going to get it on him, but it's going to be more poignant when it.
Yeah, I don't know. Farts are, poops are kind of a double edged sword because, you know, you poop yourself, whereas farts are a dagger.
No. Poops. It's gonna be a few minutes of pain for like a lifetime. I mean, you're gonna have poop running down your leg.
You ever had poop running down your leg?
I have.
Pain? I don't think so. God. What you call pain, I call Tuesday.
Very fair. Do you think he planned it?
The fart?
Yeah. Do you think he was holding in that fart while the cop was walking over? He was like kind of getting it pushed out enough to where it could easily pop it out, but not enough to where it like wasn't ready. He was like preparing the fart as the cop walked up. He's like, I'm gonna fart in that cop's fucking face.
I think there was probably a lot of fear. And it reminds me of what mom always says, where she doesn't pray for the results. She prays for the strength to do what needs to be done. And I bet that guy was doing, he's like, dear Mary, I bet he prayed to Mary for this one. This seems like a Mary. Dear Mary, please give me the courage.
Regular Mary or Magdalene? Ooh. The good one or
this
the
could
whore?
Be Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, she was a whore.
I want to do a spin-off of the Bible that's just Mary Magdalene being a slut. Do you?
No, I don't.
Do you want to do that with me?
No, I want to do one where Joseph just goes to parties a lot and everyone's like, dude, it's so cool that your son was Jesus. And they're like, no. And then he just kind of gets all mopey about how he's cucked by God. And that's his whole, he's just like kind of a really beta male dude and just really lets it out to the world. I think that
Mary Magdalene won't fuck him. He's like the only guy.
Yeah, she's like, no.
I just see you as a friend. He's like, fuck. What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with being friends? You're a whore. That's what's wrong with it.
She gets really upset and defends, like, everything you say it yourself. Okay. What's your question?
Bring kind it. Kind of similar to yours, actually. I don't know where you answer, but so like how? So I was on the bus yesterday and I had a back itch and I was sitting next to a stranger. What are the conditions that would have to be met for you to wake up a sleeping stranger and ask them to scratch your back? And follow-up question, would you scratch a stranger's back? And are any of these things cheating on your girlfriend?
All of them are cheating on your girlfriend.
All of them are cheating, right?
Like, all of them are cheating.
Because yeah. I think what it is imagine if you walked in on your girlfriend and some guy on the bus was just really scratching her back and she was like, you know, shoulders up, arms out, like, oh, you'd be like,
no,
hey, okay. Buddy, are we about to throw hands?
I'm changing my answer. Once there's a moan, I think the moan seals it as something more than just like platonic back scratching.
Yeah.
The moan makes it intimate. And I'm a quick moaner. I think I couldn't get a back scratched.
I've never had a back scratch where I don't go, ooh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as they find the spot, because nobody ever finds the spot initially. It's always like left, right, no, a little lower, no, other left. And then but once they find it.
Yeah, I get violent the moment someone even lightly touches my back.
That's how I feel like when people stick their fingers in my butt. I'm like, left, no, left. And like, what does that mean? And I'm like, ooh, you found it.
Oh, no, I feel like with the back stuff, it's like even if a stranger even lightly goes over the spot, I get so angry I just assault them. Like, I'm just like, no, that's too, I have a girlfriend. And then I just start assaulting them. I can't even let them get close. That's dangerous. Can't play that game.
If you were like meeting a girl, imagine you had to do this. You're talking to a girl and she asks you what you're into sexually and you have to say back stuff, and then she says explain, what would you say?
I think back stuff is a thing. I think people like the scratching. I would say pooping on the no, I would say pooping on the back. I would just go full.
Wow.
She would like to be tied down.
She would be like, hey, not trying to kink shame, but I think to call that back stuff might be a little bit of a misnomer.
No, that's like, what do you do is back stuff? What I guess like because you can't go like, oh, I like when someone scratches my back after the other guy said shat on the back. And well, I feel like once I say that, now when I ask them their kinks, for some reason, we're starting a conversation with kinks, they'll feel comfortable and just really being open with me. I mean, he's into poop stuff, so there's no, I can't get it any farther, you know?
I'm just trying to think about what I, like when you hear about someone who has a kink that you don't have, I feel like in theory, you're like, I don't care, I would do whatever. But then when actually the moment comes, you're like,
No, I
don't sexualize this, and you do sexualize
no,
this.
No, man, I...
And you're lesser, because...
Yeah, no, I think
you're weaker, because you are tempted by shoes.
No, I think I think really, I immediately tell people and start laughing. Because if it's not my thing, if there's no sexualness to it, it's just so fucking funny. Like, yeah. I knew someone that was into making their significant other wear their underwear. Like a girl liked when she would try to get her boyfriends to wear her underwear. Like, that's fucking ridiculous, you insane freak. And I remember when I heard about that, I laughed so goddamn hard.
You ever worn a lady's underwear?
I have not.
Me neither. But if I did, it'd be my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, are you worried that it would awaken something?
No, I know it would awaken something.
Are you looking at your... They don't know your girlfriend's over there.
Oh, I wasn't looking at anybody. I was looking at the future.
And the underwear you could wear? Kinks that you're not into are just insane. I think because sex... If you weren't into sex, like if you were an asexual person, I think sex would be the dumbest, most hilarious. Just jamming your genitals back and forth. You
put your penis in her vagina? Seriously?
Yeah. You fucking weird freak. I mean, that's what we think of Mormon soaking.
No, I always thought that was cool because they get to still go to heaven. I always thought it was so funny. What if they're right and God, they get to heaven and God's like, yeah, no, I mean, soaking is fine. Like,
no, I said no
sex. And that's like, if like God acknowledges the loophole, he's like, oh, you got me. I should have been more specific.
Okay, so some Mormons do this. And tell me if this is the line. If they get a third person to jump on the bed as to cause...
Yeah, and I think God's looking down at them like, Jesus, these fucking Mormons are smart.
Yeah, but
they're fucking without fucking.
Yeah, but then couldn't you take it far enough to get like another friend to just push you and like just really like a like doing the group saw thing with your body? To get
yeah, or
to just...
some sort of a device.
Like what?
Penis pump.
What is a penis?
It's like a, I don't really know. I think it's for people with erectile dysfunction. I mean, like a device that basically like just mushed you two together.
Like
there's one guy turning some big crank and it's like, you know, a bunch of gears and stuff. And then
it can't be an autonomous thing that you put on. Cause then you need a third person to be like, oh no. Like you'd be like,
yeah,
oh,
it's manual.
No. Yeah. It has to be manual. Cause that's what the, yeah. And I think that's the line. I think if you're getting a third party to help you create the fucking, I think that's, you're just fucking. I think even if there's a Mormon God, he's like, no, that's a yellow
flag.
That'd
be so funny if they're like, God, we didn't fuck. He was just jumping on the bed. And God's like, no, that was a threesome. You did fuck. And there was three of you, which is, you know, 80,000 more years in hell.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like, bro, you came. You came in them. There's no game here. You lost.
Plus, I wonder, does the person who's just jumping on the bed go to hell? They're like, I was just jumping on the bed. Yeah, but it was like, it was sex jumping on the bed.
Yeah, they have to find Satanists. Like, do you hail Satan and want to jump on a bed for us? It's a weird niche group, the kind of the markets have to find, I think. But I mean, for love.
Okay, so let's say you have a stranger. Mm. They ask you to scratch their back on the bus. You go, okay. Is there ever a point, do you think you'd ever have the confidence? Like, so let's say you start scratching and they go, oh, no, left. And then you scratch left and they go, no, it's actually a little lower. And how long could they keep changing and just be like, no, it's actually up before you were like, all right, you know what? I'm done with, like, do you think you'd ever have the confidence to stop scratching their back, or could they get you to go for like 30 minutes?
No. Even when my girlfriend does this, whenever they ask me to scratch the back, I do it every time they move. I do it harder.
No, but like it's a stranger.
Yeah. I just keep going harder. Until I'm like punching them in the back. I'm like, is this it? And they're like, no, you're fine. Just to get them to motivate them to stop asking me. Also, you get one pivot, maybe two pivots. It's like the thing in basketball. You get two steps.
It's a travel.
Yeah, then it's a travel.
Travel.
Travel. I'm out. I'm not scratching your back. You get two And then I'm either going to hurt you to get you to ask, stop making me asking, or I'm just going to stop fucking doing it altogether. You don't get multiple. You're insane. Yeah. I guess this is a question for viewers. I think a lot of people have questions because a lot of people will have questions about this. And you brought this up because you used to meditate and I've started meditating. I guess my question is, how are you supposed to come from meditation? And if so, how much should I be coming?
I mean, when they say like reaching enlightenment, that's what they mean. It's you achieve a state of perpetual coming, and it's
so that's the goal.
It's amazing, but it's very dehydrating. You have to always have Gatorade.
Because I've been just doing
it. When you have people that are like, we're all one with the universe and all that, they start going on this. It's because they're coming. It's because they are in mid-orgasm right now. When we're all like, when they're saying stuff like, oh, there's no division between us, separation's an illusion, we're all a spectrum. It's because there's come
and
rocketing out of their balls.
Are you allowed, is it still counted as meditation if you do the first few strokes?
No.
Oh, is that just jerking
That's
off?
That's masturbating.
Yeah, but if you do the first few strokes and then reach enlightenment and just vigorously orgasm.
No.
And then are monks just freaks? I mean,
some people, that's how they get there. Like when you see people on the subway, it's because they're trying to get there. They're trying to reach nirvana.
And they got rid of the material objects and just started vigorously masturbating in public to be one with others. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Couldn't you see that at base when they like give up their stuff, like give up materialism? That's one step. They realize how to become more spiritual, whatever. They reach enlightenment. You know, they're totally in the present. They're never distracted by any thoughts. And then I feel like the final step is they just start beating it. And they're like, oh. That does seem like the logical conclusion.
Can you imagine if all of meditation was built just to get better orgasms? Like a bunch of monks are just like,
It's Lost in Translation, but the last line of every Buddhist scripture is like, dude, then you come so fucking hard. It's insane.
Yeah. Like, it didn't start with these people that wanted to find inner peace. It started with people that were just jerked off a lot.
Yeah.
And they started like, dude, like I got rid of all my stuff and it made coming way easier.
They had to cut all the, like those monks who can sit in the cold for so long. It's like, they cut out all the other stuff they were doing. It's like, dude, I shove pine cones in my ass. Like, I mean, I could come no matter what.
Dude, that's what they don't, you know, that one picture of the monk on fire. That's what they don't tell you, that he was... The orgasm divine. Yeah. Was unreal.
Yeah, his last words were about how spicy this orgasm was.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the putting yourself on fire for monks is the equivalent of people like doing autoerotic asphyxiation to come. They're like, most monks like, I wouldn't do it, but I get it. I get why you wouldn't.
It was a scheduling error. He thought somebody was going to pee him out, but no one did. He's like, guys, let's whip out this deck.
Could you imagine? You're like a monk, years and years of training, like you're finally like, I think it's like a cult, like you're like level 7 or whatever, and then they open the room and it's just all these other just naked bald guys fucking jerking it really hard at each other. It's like, oh, this is a gay orgy group. It's like,
yeah, no, again, it's a mistranslation that like, oh, and it's like, oh, here comes, I'm one with nature. Or I'm about to be.
That's how you reach enlightenment and nirvana. It's just a really long. Would that even be worth it if nirvana?
Yeah, no. Enlightenment and nirvana are again mistranslations. What they're trying to say is come on your own stomach.
Can you imagine that? Then that Buddha was just a guy that just he didn't have to touch his dick anymore. It was just it came.
Yeah, that's like a fountain. Saying. Well, because he had to figure it out because he was so fat that he had to like. Guys, look at me, I'm coming.
He couldn't find his dick, so he was like, what do I do? It's like, I'll just reach pure enlightenment so I don't need to touch my dick.
Yeah,
he just
I'll learn the universe so I can come while sort of still kind of sleeping.
And I think that's how they don't need women or anything. They don't need any of that. They can just because they come so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're so powerful that a woman would actually inhibit their orgasm.
Yeah, it would hurt them. The only
sublime orgasm.
Yeah, only cold weather and other bald dudes can allow them to perfectly reach the pinnacle.
No, I think the point is that nothing, cold weather and other bald dudes, the thing which most inhibit orgasms doesn't inhibit. They have exactly the same amount of orgasms, no matter how many bald men are watching and no matter how cold the temperature.
I would see a show that was just a monk going around the world to show where he could orgasm. Like in the Amazon, like a fucking python's biting him. It's like, this isn't stopping me. It's actually making it easier. And he just goes over the steps of how to orgasm through a viper bite or something.
Yeah, they're like, you know, you say when you get bit by a snake, you got to catch the snake. It's like, yes, you can jerk off to this. I bet that in all seriousness, I'm like an actual monk. You know, those monks that can like withstand the cold weather. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could goat them into masturbating? Be like, yeah, but bitch, you can't come though. But like, bitch, you can't come. They're like, I will not be goated by the. And they're like, all right, I'm just saying.
Could you imagine if it was like the opposite? Like, you were like, you can't do it. Like, no, I can fucking do it. And they do it. And like, oh, all the enlightenment's gone.
Yeah,
they're like a mortal man.
Yeah. It turns out if you're really trying to reach enlightenment and you jerk off once, you go back to like,
yeah,
just some asshole.
Yeah, they like, when
fuck. Oh yeah, it goes back.
Yeah, someone told them about No Nut November, and they're like, no shit. I've been not nutting for 15 years. I have telekinesis. That's what
I think. Don't you weirdly kind of in your heart believe that? If you were to not come once for like 3 years, you would get some kind of superpower?
No, dude. This is Mike Tyson talked about this, how he didn't jerk off and it made him like better. And then later he talked about how when he was winning a fight, he would get rock hard. It's like, wait, could you imagine that? You don't come, you get way better at stand up. But when you do stand up, if it starts going well, you have an uncontrollable erection. Would you do it? You got way better.
Dude, but I don't know. I mean, maybe for stand up, I feel like for fighting though, because it's like a judged event, I feel like you would lose points. Hey man, you've had a boner for like the last three rounds. That's some kind of a penalty.
I think in boxing it isn't, but I think in MMA, if you're doing like a triangle choke and you're choking them with your dick, I think there is the line.
I think that's why people switch from boxing to MMA, because they get such hard erections, and in boxing you're not allowed to punch below the belt, and they're like, no, do it. So they switch to MMA where they can just get kicked right in the dick, and they're like, that's why we're here.
It like hurts their foot. They're like, fuck, what the hell? It's like, do you wear a cup? No.
No.
I can't.
Cup couldn't contain me. Yeah. Yes. Guys are like, when I wear a cup, it's not to protect me from you, it's to protect you from me.
Yeah.
From my incredible rock hard penis.
Can you imagine like fucking a professional fighter stopping a fight? He's like, no, my cup broke. I can't.
Yeah, I'll kill my you. Cup snapped in two.
Yeah, if we prolong this fight, I will murder you with my penis. It will destroy you. They have to like stop the fight. How long do you think in an MMA fight, if you had a boner, before they would just cut it? Be like, no, this is, if both parties had a boner.
I don't know. Oh. I think if both, it's like even, that's fair.
No. And when they, instead of them going, oh, they like moan, it's clearly, this is a sexual thing for both parties. How long do you think they have to
stop? Not even a sexual thing. Dude, if I was in a serious MMA fight and I had to beat the man in front of me and he had a boner, I would take that as a challenge. I'd be like, dude, you think you're the only one who can get a boner right now? And I'd be like, and I would go Super Saiyan, but it would just be my boner. And also my pubes would be blonde.
That'd be great if Dragon Ball Z, the thing they don't tell you is your hair gets longer and more blonde, but also your dick gets harder and longer.
Yeah, and your pubes also have that fire glow thing around them.
Yeah. you can kind of, like, you can't see it. You can't see the glow from outside the pants, but it does shape the pants.
That's a good question. Has anybody ever asked that with Super Saiyans? Do the carpets match the drapes?
Yeah, does it? I think they do. And it gets longer,
too. Sure they do. The eyebrows change.
Yeah, yeah. Like at the level 3, it's like coming out of their pant leg.
Yeah, Super Saiyan 3.
they have a pant leg. It's like, are you wearing, do your jeans have like blonde hairs? And they're like, no.
Yeah, dude, it's like, hey, did you roll around in hay before this? They're like, no. No, that's me. I'm very powerful.
And I get why the other party loses. If they had that much pubic hair and you could like, and they kicked you and you got kicked by pubic hair, like it's a little wet, a little moist, just even if the spray gets you.
Oh, dude, in Super Saiyan 3, he's like teleporting. I bet he wasn't teleporting. I bet just Cell was so distracted that he just would zone out. And then Goku's like behind him. He's like, what? Oh.
Oh my god,
the cube guy's back there now.
Yeah, he's like, he wins the fight not because of a Kamehameha, it's just he's throwing up so hard. And so vigorously.
It's actually a Kamehameha wave.
Oh, Kamehameha
wave. He says Kamehameha, but what he's doing is the Kamehameha wave. It's a wave.
Yeah, but instinct mode, they don't, the newest one where they have, they don't, their hair is back to normal.
It's like blue though.
No, no, no. That's God mode. There's another one above.
Oh, there's Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, Ultra Instinct, where all your cells work independently. So you get sentient. So you're the pubes. Thing. Yeah, yeah. It's sentient pubes.
Yeah, each of your pubes is deciding what color it wants to be.
You go down there and it's like mostly.
And they all decide black because they're sheep. Your pubes are sheep.
Yeah, and you get people know that about you. Like your pubes are weak bitches.
All right, you got another question?
Oh yeah, I do.
Wait. Did I have one?
Mine's from Joe.
You remember the Snickers thing? You're not you when you're hungry?
Yeah.
I think that's not true. I think, first of all, for most of human history, we were hungry. So you are you when you're hungry. When you're full, that's a weird contrived state. I think it's more accurate to say you're not you when you're horny.
I like to think that's the most you.
When you're horny?
Yeah.
Like, no, when you're hungry, you still vote the same. I think if I was horny, I would actually maybe vote different. Like not for president, but on like different propositions, you know, like should there be an underpass on this thing? I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, probably. Traffic's pretty bad. We should just get there. Let's just get there.
Wait. Are you voting, is it that the person who is proposing it is sexy or
the no, it's the specific itself. Propositions are sexier than others. And I think we all know this, and it's too PC to say, but
okay, what is minimum wage sexy or not sexy?
It's one of those things you don't know till you know. I mean, if you gave me like 2-3 minutes and turned around, I could let you know.
I thought you meditated. Come on, just get there. You have the Sam Harris meditation app. Why can't you just come on command and instantly know? What are you doing? Your eyes gonna be that bulging.
All right, yeah. Minimum wage is not sexy.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought. Republicans, so hot. They get it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, everybody always shits on Republicans, but they all want to fuck Republicans.
Yeah, no, I
do you think
I
that's do. Anybody's kink? But they want to fuck Republicans.
Gay people.
Gay people want to fuck Republicans?
I think it's a gay thing. I don't think straight people want to fuck Republicans. I think there's like a we can't kind of thing. Or minorities, I think, or mostly gay people. I think it's a gay person thing.
I didn't know. Is that a real thing?
I have no fucking idea, dude.
You're just saying stuff.
Yeah, I'm just saying stuff. I think it's
gay. Are you smelling your fingers right now?
I am.
Does it smell like butt?
Nope. I wiped and washed my hands well. Dude, I talked to someone the other day who told me.
Not me, dude.
Dude, I talked to someone the other day and I was like, how often do you wash your hands? And they said 90%. And they were like, why are you so disgusted? And it was like, because that's terrible, right? That's a low per. If it's not like 99. Wait,
after 90% of what?
No.
Bathroom trips.
They wash their hands 90%.
Oh, I mean, if I pee, I'll just rinse.
No. Not, they don't touch the sink 10% of the time.
Yeah, but you poop probably one. I think this is okay.
They also said they took.
Would I suck on one of their fingers? Yeah.
No, because then they later told me they poop 5 times a day. So it's like, wait, one and every 2 days, every other day when we shake hands, there's poop on your hand.
You just look at your hands and look in the bowl and look back at your hands and go, all right, let's finish out the day.
I will even give people that they are allowed to not wash their hands, provided they smell their hands and they go, I would put my tongue on that hand. I think that's generous of you. That's very generous.
You would be a wise and merciful king were you
a
king.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You thought Joffrey was bad. I think I'm going the other way on it.
Maybe with the next question. We're doing good.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. No.
And this would be bad because I hate you.
Oh, good.
And we don't really have chemistry.
I think we have chemistry.
I think you're mistaking chemistry for shoulders.
You've got
some shoulders.
I do have some shoulders. And this is a question I want to have. Do you think, because I saw it in an anime I was watching, do you think it's more merciful to kill living organisms or to turn inanimate objects to things, like real inanimate, like people?
Like turn a can into a
human? Pillow? Yeah, like a person with thoughts. I think it's worse to kill, like the worst to bring an inanimate object to life than it is to make a person not a person anymore. and kill them.
Why?
Like, for instance, if you're like a toaster, do you know how horrifying you would have this weird life where like for like 20 years you were a slave and people just jammed bread into you, and now you have to be like really fully come to terms with that.
Yeah. And also you don't get the radical freedom people do to decide their own destiny. It's like, I want to be a lawyer. It's like, yeah, well, you're a toaster, so you're only going to go so far. Probably only bread. Yeah. The closest you're going to get to being a lawyer is just different. It's rye bread. I mean, you could do rye bread if you really work at it. And that's kind of like being a lawyer, but mostly bread.
Yeah. And then if we made them into people, then we'd have these weird people that would be like, I would jam some bread in my toast. Like, hey, dude, you should do that softer. You don't know who's behind.
Yeah, that fighting bread for toast the rights thing. Of like toasters.
Yeah, you'd have all these weird, and then we'd have to treat all sentient objects nicely because they're people too or whatever. I think it would be so bad. I think you're better off just murdering people. I think it's a better line of work.
You think you'd get laid though if you were a toaster turned man, turned sentient? There'd be like a people who's like, dude, I'm gonna fuck the living toaster.
You say that, but then I think if you turned a dildo into a person, you would have a bunch of sex crimes. You could Me Too so many people.
Do you think the sentient toaster would kill himself by jumping into a bathtub?
Why would they do it in that way?
Oh, you don't get the reference? That's like how people kill themselves. They plug in a toaster and drop it into the bathtub. Shocks.
No, because then they'd have to drop another one of their, they'd have to drop their brother in. Or maybe it's like
plug themselves in and jump in.
That'd be a great suicide pact for a sentient toaster and a non-sentient toaster. We'll go together, brother. He just drops him in and they both.
I think that just should have been what happens at the end of Beauty and the Beast is that, because isn't there a toaster?
There's a ton of stuff.
If there is a toaster, just it cuts to the toaster jumping in the bathtub and then cuts back to them like ballroom dancing. And they don't mention it at all. Like,
and Well, I do think it's weird
that all the things wanted to be people.
Is it shocking that none of them, out of all the sentient objects, none of them bring up rights? None of them are like, hey, but I'm like a fork with a person, like a personality. You're dancing and we're laughing, but I still am a slave.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to stop dancing and you'll start eating.
Yeah.
Which I have some questions about how that will work.
You're going to put my whole head in your mouth. Is there an HR department for that in the Beauty and the Beast for those?
No.
That'd be an HR nightmare for that fork. Because like that, is it not a sex thing? I feel like it kind of is.
I don't know.
If
my sentient fork was saying I was eating sexually, I would just be like, bullshit.
Do you get a little sauce on the fork? Do you lick it?
Depends on if it's Caesar. If it's ranch, no. Caesar, yes.
Then Caesar's a sex crime. No, you can't. Dude, go to your office right now and lick someone's head and be like, there was some Caesar on it. And then see if you can get away with that.
In this scenario, is there Caesar on their head?
It doesn't matter. It's
no, I'm saying it does matter.
Let's say there is.
I would go, hey,
they got a little on their
Caesar on your face, and then go, oh, will you lick it? And I go, yeah, of course I'll lick it.
Yeah. There's a little Caesar on the cheek, and you just lick up their face just to make sure you get as much of it as you can.
I think it could be if you lick too far, where they're like, hey, you're up in my forehead. There's no Caesar up there. Maybe you'd get in trouble.
What if you were the one that put the Caesar there?
Wow. And they didn't notice somehow. Like I got it into like a straw and I was like,
and they were like, what is that?
And I'm like, oh, you got some Caesar on your face.
That's how you get them. That's how you can lick. And then when you go to HR, like there was Caesar.
All over her face. She was going to waste it. I was a little, my tongue was dry and I had just eaten all these unseasoned lettuce leaves. You could see how I was confused in the moment.
Could you imagine if that was the argument someone used? You went to HR and they were like, why did you lick their face? Like, dude, my tongue was so dry. It was a desert and their skin. I don't know if it was because of they were warm or if it was just they were oily, but I had to, there was no water. You guys stopped providing water weeks ago.
Do you think you could lick someone's face and say that you thought they were a salad? Wouldn't that just be fun? Why did you lick the Caesar dressing off their mouth? I thought they were a salad.
No. Look up the definition of a salad. It's so loose. I mean, our grandmother thinks that Jell-O is a salad. I bet $1,000 you could just say, nope, they're technically a salad. They're my lunch.
Do you think in court that you thought they were a salad? Someone had a little bit of Caesar on their lip and you went up and licked it and they charged you with sexual assault and you said, no, I thought they were a salad because there was Caesar on there. Caesar is on salads. Are you looking up the definition of a salad?
I am.
Good for you.
A cold dish with chopped vegetables, fruit, meat, fish, eggs, or other food usually prepared with a dressing. So if they had a paper cut.
Yeah, I mean, I would describe.
Get off your phone.
I would describe
get off a your lot phone. Of, Nate, I would describe, get off your phone. Get off your phone.
I'm
Nate,
not.
Get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone. I would describe a lot of the women.
Why was your head down? Why was your head down?
I was looking at my penis.
You're meditate. You don't do that. Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway, as I was saying, I would describe a lot of the women at my workplace as cold.
Cold and chopped. No, it's chopped.
A lot of the women in
it's chopped vegetables, fruit, meat, fish, eggs, or other food. So just if they have a cut, if any amount's chopped and there is dressing on them. So there's a paper cut and Caesar, you're allowed to lick them. They're a salad.
Yeah, I'm a very strange vampire.
Yeah.
A vegetarian vampire.
I think that's the line for me. I think vampires have a big problem if they seasoned or like prepared it. If you were like hanging out with a dude and they're pouring olive oil on your neck.
Yeah. So you're like, wait, so it's a taste thing for you?
Yeah.
Are you even hungry? Like, I'm a foodie.
I'm a snap.
And then a foodie vampire?
Yeah, I think so.
They don't even finish sucking all your blood. They're just like,
they spit it back out because
they want like tapas people.
Yeah. No. They don't eat it because they get a, it's about the taste. Small they spit out. Yeah, they take a small amount of your blood. I don't think they'd mind that. It'd be weird.
Oh, you're saying they're like a sommelier, like wine?
Yeah.
Where they take a sip and they're like,
they like rinse it around their mouth and then spit it in your face. I'm like, that was terrible.
And then you're their slave for all eternity.
I think that's the thing the show Castlevania needed. I think they had not good writing, and also they needed more people pouring olive oil all over the necks of the vampires.
All right, I have one more question for you.
Hit it.
Why did you vote for Trump and how good did it feel?
I've done this bit to other people. This isn't even that funny. I came horrifically. It was great. And I pooped myself too.
I'm going to cut out that you made fun of me.
You coward. I did this bit like a month ago.
Really?
I was at a party with someone and they told me at an earlier party. Like, I've only met this dude. It's my friend's boyfriend. I've only met them at parties. So the first party I met, the girl was, my friend was mad. So she was like, yeah, he voted for Trump. It's just like a, and I was like, oh, that's funny that you're telling people, and everyone just kind of booed him. And then at the next party, every time I got within, I waited till he would move to a new group of people. And every time he got close, I would shout, there's my favorite Trump supporter. And then I would walk in and then he would have to then or like weirdly spend 5 minutes defending it.
Did he vote for Trump?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's even funnier.
Yeah, he did it the first time. like I'm guessing 8 years ago, and I kept making him bring it up. I think to like every person. It was like 50 people at this party, and I waited till he went to every single group, and then I would But no, your thing was good. I think it was cool.
Do you have another question you want to do?
Good bit. I have tons. Easy one. Would you rather put 50 grapes in your butt or one grape in your penis?
And I can't do both?
No, you could only do one. Yeah, we take wow, that from you. That's tough. Here.
Which is the better of the two options?
And you know what's weird? I've asked like 20 people this question, and every single person is really confident about how many grapes they can put in their butt.
I feel that way too. My honest response was like 50 grapes. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, dude?
By the way, that's when you go buy a bushel of grapes in a bag. That's all of those grapes. You couldn't easily put 50 grapes in your butt.
I honestly think my strength of my sphincter is such that I would put them all in and then do one quick tighten and just juice coming down. No, dude,
your sphincter is only tight at the door of a room. It doesn't crush the room. It just squeezes the door. It's like if you filled a room up with people and then you close the door and you're like, it would crush the people. It's like, no, you're
but I can open and close my sphincter at such great speed.
You think you would, as you would throw them, like, you would crush each one
and they would just the thing is it sounds like a blender. People think a blender's been left on, and it's not. It's my butt crushing fruit.
Is that how you make smoothies?
It's how I make smoothies. It's not how like one would make smoothies.
I work the tropical smoothie. I'm a professional.
I stick a banana in my butt and then I wait for 3 to 4 hours for it to be perfect. Then I take it out and I tell my girlfriend I've made a peanut butter smoothie.
That's disgusting. I think that's so gross. But I do think people are absolutely, when I ask this question, are absolutely too confident in their butts, in that they're more likely than not would have just preferred putting one grape up their urinary tract.
Would you pick the grape up the urinary tract?
Yeah. The one? Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried it's going to like leave. It's going to make the hole when it comes out, the hole just a permanently a little bigger.
It would be kind of fun because you would get it in there and then you'd have to kind of go-gurt it out.
No, I think you would pass it like a kidney stone.
I would go-gurt it. Or you could just squish it.
No,
you couldn't. Do that to just... your dick already? You never masturbated before? Just...
Yeah, you come. Do you masturbate, right? You masturbate, step on it, whatever it takes. Dude, I watched a video of I stopped watching porn for a while after this, but I got to a video of a porn video where it was a dude.
You had a porn video that was so bad you stopped watching porn?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you about it. It kind of goes back to an earlier thing about the MMA stuff.
shouldn't go back to that.
I didn't. I was just clicking through videos.
Sure, and
I
sure, got sure. To, yeah, sure. You didn't Google it specifically. Yeah.
It was a.
No one ever does. No one's ever actually searched anything. They just stumble upon it.
It was a floorboard. It was a woman, and there was a floorboard like right above her head, and there was a man's testicles lowered like a hole in the floorboard. The man's testicles was lowered into it, and she was punching it like a boxing bag.
Like a speed bag?
Yeah, she was speed bagging this man's testicles. And I was just like, this isn't.
And that made you stop getting into porn and not getting into it more?
No, because like, once again, where do you go from there other than enlightened, non-physical? I have to sell all my, I'm either going to sell all my stuff or get into like weird murder porn or something.
Dude, I saw, I don't even know if this was I don't know what this was. I think it was porn. I can't remember where I saw it, but it had to have been porn. I have no idea. So it's this guy playing video games and this girl like naked gets on his like lap. And I'm like, oh, they're going to like make out or something. And she just like pisses on his lap. He just doesn't give a shit. He like keeps playing video games and she like both their faces stay totally like cold. She just pees on his lap, gets up and keeps going. He just like barely looks at it and then he keeps playing. I'll send it to you right after this.
Yeah,
link in the bio or link in the description, guys. Hands of the pod, link in the description. If you watch one thing of ours, watch that video.
Yeah, that's not really us at all.
Oh, I think that video captures what we're trying to do more than any of our it's like a condensed version of our podcast.
Yeah, if you wouldn't know what our podcast is, what Hopothetical is really about.
Hypothetically,
sure.
Maybe it should be Hopothetical.
I think Hopothetical is better.
No, I think Hopothetically.
That's fair. Yeah, sure. Whatever you want.
Hopothetically. What is Hopothetically? It's a woman peeing on a man's khakis.
And we hope that we can get strive closer and closer.
Yeah, we try to. Yeah, that's what we're aiming at. But we are unfortunately constrained by that we are just two guys talking.
We're doing a terrible job.
One woman and one man. That's our end goal. But yeah. We can never get there. It's kind of a beautiful pursuit because we know we can never get there, given that we are two guys talking over the internet and not a couple who can pee on each other.
And we want you to know that if you make it to the end, there's an end point. If you make it to you're going to at one point open an episode of Hypothetically and it's going to be a man.
But somehow us over, like we're
going to. We'll somehow get it to.
We'll figure it out. Or we're going to always try. That's the beautiful thing. We're like Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the hill. We want to achieve a 2-minute video of a woman peeing on a man's lap, but we know we never can. So it's the pursuit that's what's beautiful.
And we keep thinking if we just keep talking about Mike Tyson's erections, we will get there.
Like that there are some combination of words you and I could say to each other that would exactly put that image into a person's head. Even better than describing it, because you still see us.
I'm willing to go beyond words and into dance if that's what it would take.
And that is what it will take.
Yeah, I fully think dance and olive oil could get us closer than...
The point is to experiment. We have to keep trying. Yeah. We have to be fearless and go bold into that cold night.
Mm-hmm. Just like Winston Churchill said.
I don't think he said that.
He did.
I don't think anyone said that.
No. And we something into the dark night. Fuck, I don't. That was Christopher Nolan. I don't know.
All right. Episode over.
Episode over.